Can I ask a really stupid question? What's the good one, right or left? Swiping right is.
I need help.
No, you're not. No, you're.
Why did you wait? Like, why did you agree to the panel and wait until this moment?
So right. You said swiping left. Right is like we're going. Left is like no.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Right is right.
Bad, good.
Sweet.
Good, bad.
Okay, we can start the panel now.
Okay. It's been 4 years since I used a dating app.
Hi. Welcome to Video Game Tinder. They really let us do this again. It's time for another round of Video Game Tinder because the last one did not get us banned or, you know, it was a success, I guess. And it looks like it's a success again this year and until we get banned again, I don't know. Before we lay out the ground rules, everyone, let's introduce ourselves. Hi, I'm Eric Van Allen. I am one of the hosts of Normandy FM, a retrospective podcast. I'm also one of the hosts of Acts of the Blood God. And you can find my words over on Destructoid.com.
Y'all have fucking cheered for Blood God, but not Normandy?
Mm. Yeah, yeah. There's favoritism in the crowd. We're going to accept that, yeah. Mm. Let's start down here. Kate.
Hi, I'm Kate Sanchez. I am the editor-in-chief of But Why Though? I write and do things.
The most.
That's me, and I'm a little crowd shy. I will liven up in a little bit, but.
Hi, I'm Ken Shepard, one of the other half, the other half of Normandy FM. I also staff writer. y'all are fucking mean, okay. I also am staff writer at Kotaku, so that's me as far as the internet is concerned.
Hi, I'm Anya Combs. I use she, her pronouns. I am a freelance game consultant. I used to work for a little internet website called addictinggames.com. You may have heard of it. Amazing. I'm the former director of games at Kickstarter. I've worked a 100 million other jobs. I went freelance about 5 months ago, so if you need help with anything games related, let me know. And I am a professional musician in New York, and I play the saxophone.
Hello, my name is Jenny Windham. I'm the senior influencer manager at Kepler Interactive. I also am one of the organizers for Wholesome Games, and I create content on the side.
Hi, I'm Ben Starr. I am an actor, and I am also an idiot on the internet. So, thank you. And I can't wait to probably make more of a fool of myself again. So, it's right or left?
Right.
Kidding,
good.
I got it first
Wait,
time.
Right is good?
Right's good.
Right good.
Is good. Okay.
So what is this, again? It's Video Game Tinder. Our panel will vote to swipe left or right on a variety of fake Tinder profiles that I have concocted for real video game characters. Why are we doing this? To explore the depths of attachment generated by compelling video game writing and characters? To celebrate the enriching culture around positive fandom and the collective joy therein? To laud the work of every developer who poured blood, sweat, and tears into making memorable heroes, villains, companions, and more? Well, yes, but content, baby! We're here for content! The rules. The panel has not seen any card that I have prepared prior to this. They will have to vote and determine swipe left or right. The audience is allowed, even encouraged, to judge them.
Wow.
Please hoot and holler as you wish whenever you feel like it. Even right now. You really just cheered for the rules like that?
Some of you are cops.
And I do not own or lay claim to any of these characters, and for legal reasons, this is all parody. Please don't tell Nintendo they are here this year. They will find you. With that out of the way, let's go! Ada Wong! The one and only Lady of Danger of Resident Evil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do we think, panel?
I just love that song choice.
It's a great song choice.
Let me tell you, it gets worse.
She has taste.
Yeah.
How do we feel? Anyone got strong feelings on Ada?
Immediate right.
That's like, right. Yeah.
Immediate right?
Immediate right.
Yeah.
Easy.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you want somebody that's confident and capable and you're reliable and...
Ada Wong is the least reliable person.
Oh, come on.
Are you kidding? Listen, I would die for this woman, but it's probably because she would kill me. Yes, of course we're all swiping right, and maybe it's all because we just kind of want to be murdered for stuff.
It's the danger.
She is the least reliable person in Resident Evil, and she's perfect.
Yeah.
Yes. So right?
Always, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Jenny, any thoughts?
Absolutely right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think a right.
Ada Wong, we get a swipe right. Next up. He's back.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's right.
Reactions
it's right.
Already.
It's right.
Okay, guys.
He will be good for a small amount of time, not a long time. That's all that matters.
Hold on.
Never, and I mean this, in the history of a Nintendo, has a character fucked more. This man, this thing, will treat you really badly, and you will love every second of it. He's the kind of guy you're going on a holiday with, and you're like, I met this guy, and boy, did he throw me around a room. Yeah, like, you'd swipe right, and yeah, stuff will be done to you. You wouldn't be able to walk for maybe a year. And you'd be proud. You'd be like, it's a battle scar. I love it. So yeah, Ganondorf, absolute right for me.
That was the start of Breath of the Wild, was Link was in that.
Yeah. Link, what happened? Ganondorf happened, baby.
Calamity. Kenjamin?
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy that, you know, swipes right on you when you've gotten your bio looking for fun while I'm visiting. And the night is one you don't forget, and it's one that you tell about your friends about for many years to come. So, short time, not a long time.
He's the story you keep in your back pocket when everything's getting rowdy at a party. You're like, this one time. Yeah.
Any opposition?
No opposition.
I
just wish that he had picked the T-Pain version of War Pig. That's it. Yeah.
Is that on Spotify? I don't know if it's on Spotify.
Oh, it is. It's on my playlist.
It is.
Oh,
okay. We'll update that later. 2B.
Oh. Yeah.
Girl dinner. Now, this poses a very interesting question that I think fundamentally we have to grapple with as AI becomes more powerful.
Mm.
Would you swipe right on a robot?
Yes.
I'm gonna go with no. I'm swiping left.
Oh.
I'm swiping left.
You know, I am.
I'm swiping left. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we cannot allow AI to take over. Hard
there
stop.
You go.
I'm taking a stand. This is a political move. I'm taking a stand.
There you go.
I refuse to acknowledge AI. I refuse to allow AI in my house, in my pants. It's not happening.
You make incredible points there.
Thank
I am
you so
also
much.
Swiping left.
Ooh.
The only place I want AI to be is in my pants. I want AI to learn. I want it to learn everything about my body so I can just enjoy it. But that's only where it'll be. And so I agree. It's got to be a left for me for 2B, unfortunately.
All right, see?
That broke me a little bit. So we have what? One right, two lefts. Jenny?
Oh, man. I think the arguments, honestly, have swayed me. I was initially a right, but you made me think about my life choices a little bit. And I think I'm going to go with a left now.
There you go.
I think this is similar to how, that we don't let AI in our pants just as we don't fuck Republicans.
There.
Kate, I don't think you can sway the panel at this point, but
I'm not trying to sway
it.
The panel, but Tinder is for bad decisions.
Mm.
That's you don't go to Tinder to do the right thing. You do the Tinder to feel a little bit good.
That's fair. I'm still swiping left.
Yeah, I think the panel has decided a left, but I applaud
all
of you.
I swipe right and never tell any of my friends.
That image is from my copy of Tears of the Kingdom, where I have a framed picture of Pura inside my home in Tarrytown.
There's a whole other like layer to that game that I didn't know was possible.
You didn't know that
you can have. I didn't know you could put pictures of people.
Well, if you use the camera.
Oh, I used the camera. I just didn't know that you could like print it out and put it on the fucking wall.
Is this going to change Tears of the Kingdom for you?
No, it's just. Well, actually, I do have a lot of pictures of. Okay, maybe it actually might change a little bit for me.
Okay.
I need to go back to the game.
All right. Yeah. Well, how do you feel about Pura? Do you remember Pura?
Yes!
Thoughts on Pura?
Oh my God, just no. Bye. Bye, everyone. Look at the reaction from the panel. We're going, oh, Pura, no, sorry. We've had Ada, absolutely. She's going to murder me, but I like it. We've had Ganondorf, his dick's going everywhere. No, I just think it's time. We're going to see. We're very busy. I've got people to do. This is
yeah.
not
Yeah, mm. Her I'm, eyes look too kind. It's not what I'm here for. Mm.
I'm going to go right, because I think it's going to be like a She's All That situation, where as soon as you take the glasses off, just like full freak. Like spitting in your mouth, tying you up, throwing you around, like dommy mommy. Like, I'm in.
Yeah.
What says you can't be a freak wearing glasses?
Hi.
I can be a freak. No, I'm saying you can absolutely be a freak when you wear glasses. I'm like, you don't need to take them off. Keep them on. Add more glasses. Yeah. I want to see you wearing five pairs of glasses. Hello, let's go. How many glasses can we wear? Put them on.
Hey, Eric, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
A clarifying question. Why did you pick Time Warp for her song?
Oh, yeah.
She, like, warps her own time or something? I don't know. This was a difficult one. We struggled with this.
Yeah. I feel like, again, like I feel like I'm just, like, misremembering parts of this game all of a sudden.
Look, I misremember parts of Zelda, too. Okay. You roll with it.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know why, but I feel like Pinball Wizard would have been a good song. I don't know why. That's just, like...
Does she give pinball vibes?
No.
No.
But I think it's, for some reason, I'm associating the Who with, like, Clockwork Orange, and that's, I don't know, whatever, it's fine.
This sounds like a left. Is this a left?
Yeah. The left.
I'm going right. I'm in.
Sorry, we had two lefts down here, and then a right?
Yeah.
And then left.
Hard left.
Left.
I would close the app, because I just wouldn't have, like, an opinion.
Okay, it's a left.
Oh, wow.
Pura's not clearing.
Sorry.
Maybe Mr. X can.
Look, I want to.
No!
Yeah.
Normally, I don't want a man to chase me, but I can make an exception.
You can fix him?
Yeah.
Do you want to fix him?
To be determined.
I mean, he says ACAB, so I'd at least go on a date with that.
He really does. He really, really is ACAB.
But is he like socialist ACAB or like libertarian ACAB?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, but I guess a date would help you determine that.
Yeah, I'd go on a date.
Yeah.
It's investigative.
Oh, yeah, we're getting down with Mr. X.
Yeah.
I would always be like, again, leave the hat on. I'm not shooting that thing off. The problem I would have with Mr. X is that as soon as he's aware of you, that's he's not leaving you alone. The only downtime you're getting is with that typewriter. So, like, you know, like that weird thing where you can just hear him walking. I was like, why can't you come in the save room? It's fine. Come in. In fact, that's what I'd do. I'd be like, I'm going to invert the power. I'm going to invite him into the save room. Like, you're in my domain now. yeah, Mr. X, why not? He seems fun. He wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't have to hold a conversation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's fine.
You are selling me. I love a man that doesn't talk.
Yeah. Why not? Right.
Yeah. X is going to give it to you.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, man. Why didn't I think of that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
My monster fucker brain is like, yes.
Yeah.
But then they're like, oh, but he's going to be clingy brain. No.
I mean, they just need to be hot. They don't need to be smart. Tinder.
No, but the clingy. It's the clingy.
Oh, clingy.
Like, once it started, he's never going to stop. It's not. You're going to be investing too much time in this man to get him away.
This is maybe revealing too much about myself, but this is why you always meet at a hotel in a different hotel every time. Again, revealing too much about myself, but it's fine.
I would say a right, but a
have to.
Yeah,
I'll just do right. Okay.
Right.
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 Right. You're torn.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I like, cause I am here for a good time. I'm not here for a long time.
I do.
And like,
yeah.
I feel like as long as that is established, those lines of consent and boundaries, then it's cool. I gotta go left. Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
God. Jenny?
Yeah. You know, I'd go with the right. I say, why not?
That's, and four rights with Ben.
Oh, I've been very clear. I want to write this man all the way through to the
That's, oh, yeah. Mr. X is a right.
That's fair.
Oh.
Yes. 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 Move on. Yes.
Any.
Yes.
Any naysayers.
Yeah. This is content creator. So
I find it hard to believe that there would be anybody on the planet that would not want her to like just blow their back out. Like, yeah. No.
I mean,
is it yes?
Also, like, this is your last fuck. 100%. Yeah, yeah. So, like, I'm in.
You're going out on top.
100%.
Not
yeah.
on top, but.
I mean, you might. No?
You either die a hero or live long enough to regret it.
Yeah. I don't think that exists.
Said yeah. no man ever. What? Like, come on.
7, 8?
Did you check what panel this was before you walked in here?
Yeah. Her horns.
That's the joke.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's horns. Yeah. Okay.
Can I ask?
Okay. It was a good joke.
What content does she create?
We got you.
Yeah.
What content does she, like, what content do you think she would make? Do you think she'd be like, yo, it's your girl, Lilith? Just here.
You know. Oh, she's definitely got like, yeah. She's got like a skincare routine that she does on TikTok and stuff. Maybe ASMR, you know?
Yeah.
ASMR Lilith. Oh, I love that. That's my Halloween costume now.
ASMR Lilith. You have like the fuzzy microphone. Yeah. So, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Sure.
Okay. Any opposition here?
No.
No.
Right on Lilith. There we go.
God damn it.
I'm just happy you put that Twice song on there.
Yeah.
Just,
I know.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
I had to do it once.
Yeah, of course you did. I'll let you into a secret. I've had sex with Clive. Damn, many times. The man's got problems. I love him.
I can fix him.
And I want to fix you. Yeah, go on. Why not? Give him a go. He's lonely. He needs someone to support. He's been through a lot of trauma. Give him a go. He'd probably just cry on your floor. You know what I mean?
Fair.
He'd just be like, oh, my brother. And I'm like, yeah, we get it. Fine. Eat this McNug.
Joshua. You know?
I like a firm pillow when I go to sleep, and that man's chest, I think, could fulfill that role. So that's an immediate swipe right for me.
Mm-hmm. Kate?
Everyone loves a sad boy. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
At least for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Any opposition? Any opposition?
I would swipe left and report him.
Whoa!
I mean...
Jenny?
No, I'm with... Whoever said I can fix him is like, yeah.
Yes. That's me. So.
It's a right.
That's me too.
It's a right on Clive.
Yeah!
On paid intern.
To be specific, this is Helldiver number 256314001, because there's a lot of Helldivers on the set.
Yeah.
Thank you for that distinction.
Yeah. They just keep coming and going and disappear. It's weird.
I don't know. So weird.
Yeah. Anyways, shout outs to the unpaid interns, you know? It's tough out there.
Yeah, he definitely shouts for liberty as he ejaculates all over your back. Yeah. And you're like, I didn't ask for that, actually. If it's all right, I'm just trying to like clean the house. And he's like, but I'm democratizing your house. And I'm like, great. Yeah, I'm just like doing stuff. But thanks for coming.
Literally.
gotcha.
Yeah, it's a no for me.
It's a no.
No, it's a hard left, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, left. Mm-hmm. Sorry, yes.
Any reason? Just not into the Helldivers?
No, I feel like just 2 seconds and I would be so annoyed, so loud. I don't know, just not for me. So, I'm looking for more stability.
Yeah. I feel like this man jackhammers when he has sex.
Yeah, like this guy is not thinking about his partners.
And I'm sorry, guys, women don't like that. Anyway,
no.
Like,
no.
I also feel like this is a man that like doesn't have any plates in his apartment. He just has like paper plates.
He has a bowl of fork.
Mm-hmm. No, not even that, but like paper plates and like toothpicks. And like that's how he eats. And I'm just like, I own many bowls for many different, you know, I have a salad bowl and I have a soup bowl. And I have, you know, like I'm kind of at that point in my life. I also feel like this is a man that like steals toilet seat covers as toilet paper. Mm. And like this just isn't, it's a left for me.
So it's difficult being an intern.
So I mean, he's got in this hypothetical, he has like paper plates and toothpicks. Is that what he eats the bugs with? That's what his diary.
Oh, he just eats the bugs.
Do you eat the bugs in Helldivers?
And you can, I guess.
Oh, really?
No, you can't.
I'm okay.
It means the future of protein.
It's like it's a, you know, he eats them up. You know, he drops and he eats them up. Kind of like when
football. So like when he feels like he ate.
Yeah. He ate. He ate when he did that.
I mean, if he's eaten, then yeah.
Do you know what? I think he's the person so far who's most likely to go on Love Is Blind.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And he turns up and he's got two women who really want him. And you're like, don't, he's toxic as fuck.
He's Trevor. Yeah. He's Trevor, if anyone watches Love Is Blind. Totally he's Trevor.
Yeah.
And one of them says, I look like Megan Fox. And he goes, great. Like, yeah, no, he's the worst so far, I would say. Like the most lefty left.
It's going to be the worst 2 minutes of your life. So.
That's the standard Helldivers drop. Yeah,
that's a generous 2 minutes, too.
Yeah. All right. No Helldiver. Dang.
Oh, my God.
<Balastro. laughs> This is for Wout.
Oh, my God.
Poker face.
So, okay. To clarify, is this man just a joker head on a card?
Yes.
I don't think I can do much with that. So I feel like my options are limited.
I feel like I'm really asking y'all how like where your standards are at.
Yeah. in the floor.
Do you know what? I kind of like this because it's the confidence of a person to like come up to like a couple's double date and it goes, "Hi, I'm Ben and this is my wife." And then you just hold up this card. You go, we've been in love for a while. We had a wedding in Napa. It's like, and she's so, and you like go, she's funny. And it's just a card, you know? And it's like, you kind of feel bad for me because the confidence with which I love this inanimate object. And you just kind of appease. So yeah, why not? Just love whoever the fuck you want to love. So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you put it like that.
This got really positive for a playing card.
I was just like, how am I supposed to argue against, you know, the power of love to love whatever you want.
The power of true love.
Yeah.
In a playing card of a joker.
Yeah. It's a level of Delulu that I want to experience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, so no on the Helldiver, but yes to the sentient.
I would 100% go with the Balatro over the Helldiver any day.
Any opposition? No?
I do feel like the card would be cheating on you, though. You turn up and it'd be like, what are you doing with the blender?
No, this is a polyamory situation. Like,
okay, so we're all cool. Oh, so we're all cool with it?
Yeah, like, this isn't Tinder, this is Field.
Okay, great.
Yeah, this is a 52 card pickup.
Yeah.
All right. It was part of the deal. Right.
Balatro gets through. Let's talk about jury. Footsie's in bio. I was really worried that would be impossible to read on the screen, and I think it is pretty impossible to read on the screen.
It's okay. I think everyone gets it, though. Oh, I see. Okay.
Jury Han, anybody?
So, I think, just looking at this profile, she seems a little one-note. Like, there's a very specific thing that she's clearly very good at, but I think...
What's the thing, Ken?
The fixation she has on her feet and using them If you know, that's perfectly fine if that's your jam. But I think I'm gonna need some variety. And if it's so much that your brand that you have it referenced once, or 1, 2, 3, 4 times in your profile when you have 5 things that you can put in, yeah, including your name, I feel, again, like that's gonna get boring pretty quick.
Is this a criticism of Jury, or is this a criticism of my ability to tell
a joke? Who could say?
Actually, Ken, the cereal's kicked, so it's in all of it.
Yeah, no, everything about this. Okay. Yeah, I had one joke, and I used that joke over and over again.
I mean, it's got more information than most people's Tinder profiles do, so, like, I at least feel like I get such a strong sense of who she is through this, and it's she's got one thing that she does, and it some people only got their one thing. Mm-hmm.
I love a project. You know, she's come and she's gone, I am one thing and one thing only, and that is a foot-based person.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm like, let me tell you about things called hands. These are, you are going to do some stuff with these hands. So yeah, I think give her a shot. I'm feeling charitable today. Yeah, why not? A cheeky ride.
A cheeky ride.
Cheeky ride.
Jenny?
I think she's really cute. She's really cute, but I think it's gonna be a lift for me. Mm. Yeah, sorry.
I love a girl boss gatekeep gaslight, so I'm in.
We got two rights, one left. What we got down here?
I am right only because she can expand my horizons.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. If you've never done the feet thing, it's like, oh, well, she's hot. There's feet. Like, just go for it.
You also know, like, she's, like, the best in her field with the foot thing.
Exactly. So, like, it's in all of her bio.
I was going to say, you're like, she's hot. She has feet. I'm like, yes, that is the two things I managed to put on the page here.
She knows how to use feet, wants to use her feet on you. You can't go wrong.
That sounds like a yes.
That's a yes.
Mm-hmm. Jury, huh?
Y'all gonna get bored real quick.
Now, I had a bit for this, but the sound didn't work, so just pretend this all fired right. Oh no, what is that?
Oh no.
I hate the pop-up ads. I forgot to sign up for BG Tinder Premium for this. My bad, y'all. Anyways, that's my one funny bit.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh wow. I'm kidding. I have
Oh, what
more
a good
bits.
Song choice. The taste jumped out.
I try sometimes.
I was talking about Tifa.
Yeah, Tifa tries sometimes. Mm. Tifa.
I have two things. I like boobs, and she's an eco-terrorist. So, like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need. Right.
Yep. Thoughts she'll, on Tifa from the left-hand side?
She'll stick with you. She'll stick with you even though you're the mess. I mean, like, I love that.
She
love
wants Tifa. To fix you.
She wants to fix you. Exactly. The tables have turned.
Yeah, Tifa. Come on. Yeah, this is the easiest right you're ever going to write,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, I think if we do anything... If we do anything right tonight, it will be writing right on Tifa.
Yes.
She is literally perfect. And just to give her props, like, I don't know if anyone's tried the Integrate DLC for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Remake. You literally cannot beat Vice without her. She is absolutely perfect. She looks amazing. She's supportive. She's caring to her friends. She looks... like that. I am deeply, deeply in love with this woman.
Yes.
Anya?
I just love
we'll
that we can
back.
Pair a bra.
We'll talk later. It's a Tifa cosplayer. It was very funny.
I love that you're the one
that was there. It was a good joke.
That was just for Eric. No one else heard that.
Yeah, that was good. Ken.
Super like.
I don't know if I have that option, but we can use it.
Well, next year.
Yeah,
next
I'll year. Include the super like next year. All right, super like
everyone
on Tifa.
Everyone gets one super like. That's
like
that's
a
new
veto.
It's,
but like
but
a good
option.
Veto.
Yeah, like basically they get to override it when anybody else says.
I don't know what the opposite of a veto. I don't know if that exists, but yeah.
Is there, on Tinder, is there like a super no?
That's reporting them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
We've already used that once. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm led to believe that this is a character in a video game.
Oh my god.
Turgle.
I feel really bad making a what that mouth do joke, but like,
I know, right?
It's so big and full of possibilities.
You can see clear down that thing.
Yeah,
no gag reflex.
Remember earlier when I said that 2B was going to be testing us about whether or not we would swipe on a robot?
Yeah, that's fair.
This is a whole new ball game.
Oh, Lord.
That stare makes me really.
I would say, like, the longer I look at him, like, I don't.
Yeah.
I think I have, like, ethical concerns about swiping right on this person. I don't know if he should be on Tinder.
This sounds like a left. I don't think anybody here
is. This is too much.
Left.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand up for this man. Turgle has seen the world. He's well-traveled. Has he killed? Yes. But he's fine about it. He's a nice little boy. And sometimes he's such a nice boy. And sometimes we need to be nice to nice little boys who might be killers. And he might have a very weird voice and a strange attitude, and he might talk a little bit too much, but sometimes you've got to do a bit of charity work. And for my charity swipe right 2024, it goes to nice little good boy Turgle.
I'm gonna swipe right on Turgle and put it on, like, as a write-off on my taxes for doing charity, I guess.
Yeah.
Swipe right on Turgle, but it's a charity write-off. Okay, cool.
Anybody else got feelings on Turgle?
No. It's an animal. And not only ethical concerns, it's literally illegal.
It loves like a man, though. You do not know the bounds of this thing's love. It's going to love you. Oh,
passion,
boy.
That will happen.
What a passionate little
you
boy.
You will leave forever changed in more ways than one.
Nah, you can swipe left. He's fucking ugly.
Baby, I can be Kiryu.
Yeah, so the whole idea with this was, I thought, what would Majima use Tinder for? And it's to find Kiryu. But hey, maybe he was looking for Kiryu, but he found you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Do we want Majima everywhere?
Yes! This man has style, he has show presence, he is amazing, chaotic, I love him. Yes.
You can't say no to an eye patch either. Yeah. Like, look at him.
Yeah, he's in a sewer.
He is in the sewer.
I like trash. It's
sometimes
fine.
He's just a little grubby, dirty boy. That's fine. Yeah.
I like a man that's resourceful.
Oh, that was a strong feeling.
Have you dated him?
I think this is a right for the room, this is.
Yeah.
On behalf of all of you.
There's some passion in the audience. All right. The mimic.
Stop it.
Sometimes, you know, you don't need other people when you can just have yourself. Yeah. You could learn to love yourself with the mimic tier.
This is the ultimate guilty fuck, isn't it?
Yeah. Is this,
I swear I didn't use it. I swear I did it by myself. Like, who doesn't want to have sex with themselves sometimes, you know? Why not? Why not? Bang yourself sometimes. It's complete self-care. If you can't, no, it would be the other person doing the hands. If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love someone else? Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
Charisma, uniqueness. We're not going to go over there. I feel like this would... I'm actually not making a joke here. I do think this would make a great like gamer sex toy. Like, truly, I think this is a business opportunity. So if anyone wants to talk to me after,
from software.
Yeah, I'm into this. I'd swipe right. Mm-hmm. Right? I already forgot. Right is good.
Right is good. Left is bad.
Great.
Yeah.
Opposite of my politics. Okay.
Kate, anything?
Keep going back and forth. And I'm just like, yeah, no. It has to be a yes, because nobody is going to take care of your needs better than you. So true. There you go.
Mm-hmm. History has shown me the complete opposite.
This is one of those cases where it's like, you have to learn the things that you like before you can get into a like positive sexual relationship. Mm-hmm. And this is the creature that allows
ambiguous.
You to, the, yeah, that allows you to explore that side of so yourself.
Good for your mental health and good for your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, this is like self-care. This is incredible.
I feel like it's the one character that we've seen so far that is the least risk because you know what you're getting into. Like, there are no surprises here.
But you know what? And to add to that, this is also a safe space for you to learn what you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that is really important in any sort of sexual relationship.
Could lead to self-improvement.
I love this.
Yeah.
I'm super liking this.
Yeah. One.
I told you swiping was philosophical. You did not believe me.
No, I still don't believe you.
Okay, well, we're going to keep going anyways.
Oh, sorry, Ben.
Oh, my God!
Wow.
Oh my God. Hold on.
I have a bet on this, by the way.
You have a bet on this?
Yeah, no, just say what you're going to say.
If I scroll down on their profile, do they have something that says separate or together?
When I made this profile, I was like, Kenneth Shepherd is going to get really mad at me because I put Sada and Turo together and did not split them up into Sada and or Turo. And so I have done this as a bit for you. You have to swipe on Sada and Turo or not swipe on Sada.
Okay, well, how involved does she have to get?
Wow. Like, can she sit in the corner?
Like, I think there are like certain parts of this. If the relationship is arranged in a certain way, I can make it work and be fine. I just like, I need some alone time with him. And then if she like just wants to like sit in the corner, that's
just wants to vibe.
If she just like cut chair. I will swipe right just to find out if I can negotiate such an arrangement. And then if they say no, I might still become like the toxic person that just like doesn't leave them alone and tries to get Turo to leave his wife, which he does in the game anyway. So like, I don't think it'll be that hard.
Was someone mad about Pokemon Scarlet and Violet?
That game was 2 fucking years old, okay?
What if she wore a mask of his face on her face? I'm here to solve problems.
I what if her to wear like a full tier? Body mask, whatever that looks like. Anyway.
Kate?
Yes. It's all right. And I actually like that it's both of them, so that's all I need.
Down here.
With Kate.
Agreed.
2-for-1's always good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a deal.
You know, yeah, why not? Let's go in there. Just look at them. Very attractive, both of them. And I like how evil they look very evil
very
in that
evil.
Picture that you've chosen. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of going, yeah, we're here to do horrible things to you. And I'm kind of like, okay.
They're looking for a plaything. That is what they want.
I feel like they're looking like they're trying to audition for Eurovision. What is happening here? It's a lot for me. It's too many people. I'm too stressed already with one person. Oh, God, no thank you.
That sounds like a right. That sounds like a right with like a weird side condition on one of the rights.
Make him leave his wife.
3 rights, 1 left, and 1 I'm going to try to make him leave his wife.
I will succeed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to look up the name of this character because I could not remember. I was like, what is the name of the hot boo from Paper Mario?
I was like, what did you search?
Hot boo.
That was a really, really weird Google search day for me.
I'm excited for the ads that are going to be served to
you. Oh, the ads that have been served to me have been wild since
then. Oh, my God.
It's a valid question.
It's a good question.
So I often get a lot of people in my DMs saying, I will pay for you to do stuff. And I feel like she would absolutely be in my DMs being like, I'm a nice lady, I'm lonely, I will pay you good money, $10,000 per week, for me to look after you and do things to you. And I'm going, okay, $10,000. She is hot enough for me to go, $10,000, I'll take it. So yeah, no, let's do that. Let's say for $10,000, I'll swipe right.
So you want a sugar mama?
Yeah.
That's what I want, yeah.
Yeah.
If there are any sugar mamas in the audience, my price is $10,000. Because actually, if you think about it, it's not prohibitively high. So if you've got a spare $10,000, I'm all yours. Per week.
Jenny?
You know, I am here for the high femme, like, just super glamorous. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that she's coming to the profile with all of that. So, for me, I'm going to say yes. Right.
I'm also going to say right. I'm a woman who's getting older. This is my future. So, I want to learn from the best. I'm about 5 years away from this, so I'm fine with that. There's a lot of life advice that I feel like would happen in that relationship. Also, she would be fun, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Like, this is a woman that knows what she wants, she knows what she likes, she's not going to take any bullshit from anybody, she's going to be very direct, very straightforward, probably really good at communicating. Like, I am not seeing any downside in this.
She cries after 3 glasses of wine. She's an absolute mess. She's like, you know what I like? Mentally, you and my husband hates me.
See that. No, I totally disagree.
Okay, 4 glasses of wine.
I think after 4 glasses of wine, she's full, like, full tits out.
Oh.
Like, hang
yeah, yeah she is.
You know what I mean? She's like, let's go skate. Skinny dipping.
Yeah.
Like, she is. This is a real housewife.
Yes.
This is a real housewife.
Yes.
Mm. I'm so in.
The Real Housewives of Paper Mario.
I love it.
I was on the fence until you said she was a real housewife.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, actually. I'll do right. She also has boobs, so.
That was what I had to search to find this character. The
listen, I don't want
to,
like, it's also like, Paper, you know, do what you want to do with your body, but those are not real.
Yeah. Which ones?
I feel like she probably knows where all the burlesque shows are, and I feel like I would, like,
oh, yeah.
That is appealing to me, and I don't know that it would work out in the long run, but I would think I would make a great friend along the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. I just had a realization of who this is. And does anybody watch The Real Housewives of New York?
Jesus, great. Probably not one of you.
Okay, well, Google this. This is Luann de Lesseps.
Yeah.
We appreciate that on the panel.
Oh,
it's very true.
The room couldn't agree more. Look at them, hands thrusting upwards. Please tell me more about The Real Housewives.
I promise you that, wow, oh my gosh. Okay, anyway.
I wish we could suddenly pivot the panel, like, just like I'd planned that out. That sounds like a ride on Flirty. Yeah, you weren't expecting a sad profile, were you?
Yeah.
This is Tinder round 2.
Man. Real quick, how old is he again?
He's like what, late 20s in Marvel Spider-Man 2? Oh my God.
Jesus.
That, He just ran out after yelling that. That is the wildest energy I've ever seen.
Was that Tobey Maguire's brother? Like, what just happened?
Maybe you can clarify something for me. And I'm sorry to like bring such like strong attention to this in the room for about a game that's like 8 months old. Does MJ leave him at the end?
No, this is a theoretical.
Because oh, I
for
see.
Him to be
okay.
on
there are
Tinder,
many a world where MJ leaves.
Well, yeah. Like,
for him to be on Tinder, he naturally would theoretically not be dating MJ.
Right. I guess I was just like making sure I hadn't missed that spoiler somehow.
Unless Peter's
months.
Like. Sneaking around on the side, but you know, that's a different.
Well, if he's trying to do that, then he probably shouldn't mention his ex in his profile.
Yeah.
I'm swiping left on this fucking twink. Get him out of my face.
Kate, any thoughts?
It's a no. It's a no. It's a left because I need someone who will throw me around and not just like. No. I think that Peter in the streets. Will throw everybody around. Mm. In the bed, he is kind and attentive, but a little too much so that nothing actually gets started.
CK, this is why we start a life of
too
crime.
Much time.
This is why we start a life of crime, then we get thrown around with
this. That is good. See, yes. Maybe the mask stays on? Maybe he can like keep that persona?
Oh, Anya, thoughts?
I'm gonna swipe right because he's never gonna be home at night, so he's never gonna know what I'm doing.
Wow.
And I feel like it's gonna be this is not a relationship, this is an arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like I would probably be his sugar mama, which is that's
he
funny.
Would totally think it was a relationship though.
That's yeah, not him. That's not my problem. Yeah. Just for I feel like if my partner and I were to ever split, as a New Yorker, this is what I would end up with. Just, you know, a weird sort of situationship that I never have to put any, like, emotional work into. Because
he's going to do it all for you.
He's going to do it all for me. And, like, if I were to just make this man a grilled cheese, he would do anything for me.
Yeah.
And if I were to break up with my partner, that's kind of what I would want. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, this is easy.
Which is the exact opposite. I was like, no. I don't want that at all.
Yeah, he's
like too, like, I like a sad soft boy, but I don't like a sad soft boy. And that's And also the whole neighborhood watch thing is just kind of weird. I don't know. I just get like, you're just like a little too much. And we were talking about who is clingy and like, he's worse. I think he's worse.
I agree. So, too soft, too kind.
So we got
too
left,
soft,
left,
too
right,
fast.
Left, it's not right.
Even aggressively clingy. He's just like, please come back.
Yeah.
Canonically, this man has had a huge amount of plastic surgery to physically change the way that he looks. You go, ooh, you look nice, and then 2 years later, he changes his face, and he goes, no, I'm the same person. I'm like, no, you're not. Mm. I'm the woman on that plane who's going, he's not real. Like, no, he's like, this is gaslighting. They're going, no, you've always had this, Peter. No, we haven't. No, we had 2018 Peter, and he looked like an absolute 10. Now we have a 5-year-old.
Yes.
This is madness, Insomniac. Yeah. Don't gaslight us like this. You're all great if you work at Insomniac. I love you all.
So that's a left, then. I think that's a left on Peter.
You can absolutely quote me on this. I've always wanted to have sex with a doll. And I've always, love the moon.
You know that's a thing you can buy, right?
Yeah, but she's different. She's special. She's killed. She's killed. Like, also, I want to like get to know Ronnie and then be like, can you show me what you used to look like? Like, you know, because she's killed. She's murdered people and she's lived a life. But like, I'd be like, the doll's good. I'd rule the universe with this woman, and I did. So, great.
Jenny?
I have no idea where this character is from, but I love her, so I'm going to say yes, because I'm being superficial and she's hot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anya?
She scares me, and I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ken?
I like the sword she gives you.
Oh, she does give you a good sword. Yeah.
I want to hang out and like swing the sword around. Then that probably would be the last time I saw her.
Mm-hmm. Kate?
I am exactly like Jenny. She's hot, and she is very good aesthetic.
Rani makes you do things in Elden Ring. Like, she makes you go on lovely, cool quests, and I think she's ace, and I think if there is canonically the best ending to the game, I think it's with her. Mm. One person's played Elden Ring. What did you do? I think she's amazing. Love her.
Rani, easy.
God damn it.
I had to look up what the name of this character was.
They didn't really try very hard on that, did they?
No, they didn't. Yeah. My search history for 1 week was Nintendo Ghost with Boobs and Nintendo Horsehead Guy.
You are on a list now.
Nintendo knows about me now.
I think I know the voice actor for this. And he's very fuckable.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, right away. Are we assuming that this is a man with a horse head on who likes to wear a horse head, or is this a horse that is also a man?
Have you ever seen Sorry to Bother You?
Oh, yeah.
That's I think, the deal.
Mm.
It's a good film, by the way.
I mean, you said you know the voice actor. Does the voice actor thing still work if they're wearing a horse head mask?
Oh, yeah. That's a great question.
Does the voice actor thing still work if they're wearing a horse head?
Yeah. Like, would they still be attractive?
To be honest, though, I only have sex with people with horse heads on.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just like, you go into my house, it's like, horse head. You go, am I going to have to wear a horse head? I'm like, yes, you are. Them's the
horse head stays on.
Yeah, I feel like he would request that.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you think he would request gloves, too?
No, it's a real left.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I can't not see BoJack Horseman.
Yes. No, yes.
And I'm just stuck on that.
Yeah,
it's just a hard no.
For me. No,
This is like, with that being said, it's sort of like, ooh, you remind me of my ex.
Mm.
So like, I just can't. I'm out.
I think also, like, if you had a relationship with him, even if you were like 4 years into the relationship, he'd jump scare you every time he says hi.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh shit. It's like, sorry, I forgot that you have a horse head. It's really distracting. You know, like, I love you for you, you know, because I love you for your heart and your soul, but like,
but I
horse
hate
head's
your
weird.
Face.
Yeah, hate the way that
just
you look.
Just really hate your fucking face.
Yeah. Also, how do you kiss it? What are you kissing? You kissing the nose?
Yeah. No.
Like, are you putting your whole head in the teeth?
Horace doesn't strike me as a kisser. That's my takeaway. Yeah.
Because he looks like an open mouth kisser, which is just the fucking worst.
So that's a left. Any rights? No rights?
No.
No.
All right.
Sorry.
I think we're getting near the end here. I forgot how many cards I put on this. Yeah, we're at the end here.
Yeah.
Look, there. If there is such thing as a perfect person, just like just like somebody that has no flaws, like nothing to like ever be like, you know, you don't have the butt that you when you're telling somebody about her, you know.
Mm.
There's never that that other shoe that drops. I mean, you're setting yourself up for success here just by swiping right on someone who will never ever let you down and will always be there and does, you know, everything that you could possibly want. And, yeah.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I just kind of rambled, but thank you.
No, you got there. You got there. Kate.
I mean, I have already said multiple times, throw around. This is her. That's all I need. I need nothing else. Like,
it's a bonus action, yeah.
Yeah. Barbarian muscle mommy. Like, I was in on those first three words. Look at her. Like, I have nothing, like, funny to contribute to this other than like, yes, please.
Yeah.
I put this card on here and instead of getting jokes, we're just going to get a lot of like augas and stuff.
Yeah.
Like cartoon wolf eyes.
Yeah.
Cartoon wolf eyes.
Auga.
I just want to give a shout out to Karlach. I think Karlach is the best character of the year.
Amen.
I genuinely do. I get really sick. I've been putting on a performance. Karlach's incredible. Yeah, right every single time. And also shout out to Sam Bayart, who plays Karlach.
Mm-hmm.
They do an incredible job. Karlach, 100% right.
Yep.
Mm.
Easy right. Now it's your turn. We don't have much time left. We have 5 minutes. So real quick, please line up at the mic if you would like to offer any potential... Wow, you got there fast.
Wow.
Potential Tinder candidates for our panel to swipe on. We only have 5 minutes for it. Keep it civil. No bad weird. Only good speed weird.
Yeah, speed run. Names
yeah,
only.
Yeah.
Speed
run,
speed Damien run. LeVay from Monster Prom.
Damien LeVay from Monster Prom.
Ooh. Oh,
that, that really feels like the inverse of Carlock in a way. Like,
yeah,
that's, yeah.
Okay, that's
but,
also
but I would say yes. For
yes,
that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in. Most definitely. In.
Samus.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes.
Yeah. Which Samus?
Any.
Fusion?
Any. Do you
Are they different? Are there multiple iterations?
Well, there's like Zero Suit Samus.
Are they
there's
not the same people?
Fusion Samus. Well, yeah, but like. With the armor or without
it? Why
deprive yourself of one thing or the other? She can do all these things. Why tell her that she can only do one thing?
Let her contain multitudes.
Yes.
Multiple rounds one night. What's the issue?
All right, cool. Yes.
Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. Job that's going to pay a lot of money. Yes.
Raru and or Sonya.
Who was that, sorry?
Raru and or Sonya.
Raru and or Sonya, sorry. If you can bring the mic closer.
His wife.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Sure. Yeah.
Ghost from Call of Duty, but specifically the mask stays on, by the way.
Ghost from Call of Duty. Yes. Inspired choice, yes.
I don't know if I can be stared at that much.
I mean, as long as the mask stays on, yeah, then I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to follow that up with the perfect question, Blythe from Elden Ring.
Oh, yeah, a sexy wolf. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a wolf inside all of us.
A Welsh wolf.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
I have to ask Kiryu Kazuma from Yakuza.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we would swipe right, but Kiryu has never swiped right once in his life.
Oh, he doesn't know how to use a phone.
He doesn't know. He's not on the app. That's a catfish. That's someone pretending to be Kiryu. That's Majima.
About Mario and Luigi, I heard they play a lot of pipe.
Both?
Mario is on the left. Luigi is a super like.
Yes.
That is the correct answer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Luigi will take care of you.
Yeah. Mm.
Melina.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Right. Come on.
Even with the teeth?
Yes.
Yes.
Arthur Morgan?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Even with the deathly illness,
yeah.
I'd be like, I'll give you the best night, last night of your life, Arthur.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A toad?
No.
No. No. No. No.
Like, hear me out.
What?
Like, I love a screamer, but not, like, that's a little much.
Like, is swiping right on Toad to prank your roommates like a cool thing to do? Like, oh no, God. But.
No.
Midna from Twilight Princess.
Ooh.
Okay, end of the game, Midna. Yes.
Yeah.
All of that. Okay, then no. It's
contains multitude, as we said.
Yeah.
Zarya from Overwatch.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love her as a workout partner.
Please. Sir,
yeah.
Right.
Cortana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa. AI.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nope.
Listen, I wanted to have sex with Tubi as much as you did, but we decided AI.
I didn't know. I said that I would swipe right and tell nobody. I maintain that now.
Cortana's got a bad ex, though.
Sephiroth?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Who was it?
Yes.
Like that start of Rebirth, and that scene happens, and the town is burning, and I'm like, okay, but still.
I mean, I've never meant that.
Maybe there was a reason.
Level
of hear him out.
All right, so we heard everybody's opinion on feet. What do we think of Madame M with the hand?
Oh.
Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, no, she gives people orgasms with her hand. We did it.
That's
we know.
Right. Yeah.
We know.
Yes.
Yeah.
A problematic, right, for me.
Gardevoir.
Jail.
Michael Hyam.
King Dedede, but specifically anime King Dedede. So he's like he's a really successful business owner, but he speaks like Foghorn Leghorn.
No.
I say, I'm swiping right.
I'm gonna flop that damn copy.
I can wear earplugs. I'm not worried.
Ysail, also known as Lady Iceheart from Final Fantasy XIV.
Yo!
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Surprised that wasn't a dragon from Final Fantasy XIV. I thought that's
yeah,
where this was going.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Horace Welger.
I need you to dig back, way back to an old flame with the King of All Cosmos.
Oh my God.
We had him on last year, didn't we?
No, we talked about him last year, and I was like, this would be like the worst dude. Like, he would be terrible.
So toxic. So
yeah.
Toxic.
Yeah.
The King of All Cosmos.
All right, last few. We got
one more.
We're out of time, so like.
Fast.
Crystal from Star Fox Adventures.
No.
Okay, I think we're out of time now, yes.
Hold on, there are three in there.
We can do these three. Yeah. Lightning round.
How about Freya from Final Fantasy IX?
Yeah!
Yes!
Kirby.
No! That's yes. Kirby!
Innocent.
Kirby's pure.
Kirby,
no,
yeah.
Kirby's pure.
Kirby's good with his mouth.
Handsome Jack.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. That is a toxic, right.
A
yeah.
super like, huh? Yes.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Ow. Yeah. We're down with this.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Didn't you already tell me that there weren't a lot of notes?
Oh,
no. I realized I said thank you for coming. That's a double entendre.
No, oh my God.